You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Marion Hawkins, and this is episode number 1357. Let's get to it with today's topic, Lhasa.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Lhasa's, originally a pop-up in the Far East Plaza, is now a full-time restaurant from two brothers, one in the kitchen and one in a dining room in the same room. During the day you can drop by to get a rice bowl or a small lunch out of the window, and in the evening the restaurant turns into a full service. Chad Valencia, one half of Lhasa's family, has moved home to spend more time with his brother and be closer to his growing family. Lhasa arose from an idea that a group of friends had at the dinner table some time ago and that they have been trying to realize for years. Lhasa is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a restaurant, you know. Not only are there excellent food and people, but it makes you happy that you have come, want to be friends and hope that you will be. His years in the city are the best place to get not only Filipino food, but every meal, every period. Lhasa conducts its activities through the organization of artistic, cultural and cinematographic films, weeks, international festivals, various shows, screenings and publications. Click here for our full list of books on Latin American and Caribbean studies. All of our books, and indeed the entire website, are available at a 40% discount on the Lhasa Conference. The Liberal Arts and Science Academy is a private university in Austin, Texas, USA. In a 2018 U.S. News & World Report ranking, it was ranked as one of the best public schools in Texas. Lhasa is an independent art organization with the goal of changing the way people see the world of film. As part of November 2017 bond, the Liberal Arts and Science Academy moved to the campus of LBJ Early College High School with a new school color, new mascot and new name. Lhasa will share its campus with Lyndon B. Johnson Early College, a high school since its inception in 2007, by 2021. The LBJ Fire Academy, a two-year fire and EMT course, was launched in 2006 and expanded to provide access to students from seven AISD schools, including LBJ, Lhasa, Anderson, Austin High, McCallum, Navarro and Northeast. The LBJ Science Academy merged in 2002 with the Liberal Arts Magnet Program at Johnston High School to create Lhasa's High School, though it does not have a federal ID number and is considered part of LBJ. Students at the Liberal Academy of Arts and Sciences, a highly selective ranked, nationally ranked magnet school, occupy separate floors from their peers at Lyndon B. Johnson High School in Northeast Austin, Texas. Lhasa recruits advanced students from the city's public and private middle schools and is the most diverse magnet school for scholars of all zip codes in Austin. The Student Council is a student government organization of the Lhasa's consisting of four elected officers per class. Lhasa Construction, Inc. team consists of experienced people and veterans. Lhasa, Monrogue & Veeve, LLP strives to provide the first-class services of a large law firm to its clients while maintaining the personal attention and affordability of a small law firm. The company has offices in Washington, D.C. and Northern Virginia, as well as offices in San Juan, Puerto Rico. T-Bird is a new reconnaissance, surveillance and reconnaissance aircraft developed by Lhasa's. The aircraft offers a maximum endurance of 14 hours, a maximum range of 1,750 nmi and an altitude of 12,000 feet. T-Bird ISR aircraft are manufactured at the Lhasa's production facility at Kazinlik Airfield. The T-Bird has a length of 10.3 meters, a height of 2.9 meters and wingspan of 14.4 meters. The maximum takeoff weight of the aircraft is 4,760 kg. The cockpit of the T-Bird allows operation during the day and at night. The long-range data link allows the aircraft to carry out missions with a maximum range of 200 kilometers. The operator works at a station at the rear and has installed two high-resolution displays and a mission management unit. In supernatants, the amounts of three exoproteases were determined by immunochemical methods. With Lhasa-coded antigens, 5 UG per milliliter minus 1 were selected for MAP24-40 and its specific anti-MAP24-40 antibodies titrated to ELISA. The aim was not only to quantify the proteases secreted from the culture supernatant, but also to select several clinical strains with the highest Lhasa levels. The most frequently produced alkaline protease values were 0.04 plus 1.3 UG per milliliter minus 1 for elastase, 9 plus 8.0 UG per ml1 and Lhasa, 0.3 plus 3.1 UG, ml1. The exoproteases were produced in 50% of the non-mucoid strains, in contrast to 65% of the mucoid strains. There is previous evidence that
LASB elastase splits the Lhasa protein, but the size of the protein is the same whether LASB elastases are present or not. Lhasa has been shown to have increased elastolytic activity, but no proteolytic activity. In order to investigate the Lhasa gene in vivo, we constructed and characterized insertional mutants of the PaO1, PaOA1 and LASB insertional mutants PaOB1. To investigate the reaction of serum Lhasa elastase with Lhasa elastase, coding antigens and 1 protease, e.g. Lhasa antigen with 24-40% antiserum was used for immunochemical reactions. The breakdown of the host protein elastin should contribute to the pathogenicity of paruginosa. View the full transcript of the meeting for information on the transition periods and planned construction activities for Johnston Alumni Memorabilia International High School. The name change implies a whole new concept, but there is a familiar face.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Marion and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. Podbot.ai